All right, so Andrew Davis will lead it off here in the bottom of the sixth. Crushers with work to do. Now down in this ball game, as quickly as they're up 2-0, they trail it now 5-2. Davis, 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Andrew doubled to lead off the fourth, rode home on Gordon Gronkowski's RBI single. As Fayola continues to warm up in the Crusher bullpen. Davis swings and misses over the top of that pitch from John Brownell. Ball one. Brownell now all of a sudden in the driver's seat to get his ninth win of the year. His offense has helped him out here big time. The 1-0. It's a fastball swung on by Davis. Hit the left field on the runner's short. It'll go over his head. Davis rounds first, and he will head to second. Going to have to hurry the slide and in there safely with another double. Well, short got to that ball pretty quickly as it hit the fence. Davis had to rev up the engines to get the second in time. Second consecutive leadoff double for Andrew Davis, who now has 36 extra base hits on the year. So now here's Gordy. 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Crushers trail at 5-2. But have the leadoff man aboard here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As the Gordy chants go, here comes Gordy. Brownell checks second. And the pitch to Gordy is low, ball one. And Brownell still getting about 90 miles an hour behind his fastball. Well, the Crushers here, at the very least, you got to get Andrew Davis home here in this inning. Don't leave him stranded there. The 1-0, Gordy looks at one on the inside corner for a strike. That's about at the spot where Jeremy Stangelo called a strike earlier, a ball that almost hit him in the wrist. 1-1 the count. Crushers with single runs in the fourth and fifth innings, and then Kalamazoo exploding for five here in the top of the sixth. The 1-1, Gordy looks at one outside, 2-1. Eddie Tisdale on deck. I'll tell you, that three-run homer by Josh Short, the equivalent of the three-run homer that Tisdale hit last night. Absolutely game-breaker. Brownell ready. Double checks on Davis, and he'll look Andrew back to the back. Andrew Davis on the year with five stolen bases. He's not been caught yet, but already in scoring position, down three, you wouldn't expect him to be running the third here, especially not with Gronkowski at the plate. The 2-1 offering, Gordy swings and misses at a good breaking ball. And it's 2-2 now on Gronkowski. Gordy is ready now. And the 2-2 offering coming from John Brownell. Swung on, hit to left field. That's a base hit for Gordy. Davis will be held up at third this time as Dave Schaub had to make sure that ball got through the infield. And the Crushers now with two on, nobody out, and a tying run coming to the plate. And guess who? Eddie Tisdale. As Gordy is now 2-for-3. Eddie Tisdale 0-for-2 with a fielder's choice. And that single is going to get some activity going in the Kalamazoo bullpen. I'll tell you, talk to the Kalamazoo people. A little bit of concern about their bullpen. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with Mejia, and there's nothing wrong with Dan Bearlocker. But beyond that, there's some concern. Pitch to Tisdale is a fastball strike from Brownell, 0-1. Crushers, after watching Kalamazoo score five in the top of this inning, immediately get the first two men aboard here in the bottom of the inning, and a chance to push home some runs right now. Tisdale's ready. The 0-1, and he looks at a breaking ball that went off the chest of Ruiz in the dirt, 1-1 the count. Tyler Johnson on deck. 5-2, Kalamazoo. And that looks like Scott Reed warming up at the bullpen. The 1-1 Tisdale looks at one that was, I guess, a little low and outside, 2-1. That's what I meant. I don't think either pitcher has been truly enamored by the Stangelo strike zone tonight. 2-1 count on Tisdale now. The pitch is high, 3-1. Well, I'll tell you what, Tisdale's in a good spot here. A 3-1 count. And a good breeze blowing out to right center field, right in Eddie's hit zone. Brownell ready. And the 3-1. Inside to Tisdale. Ball four, and the bases are loaded. But Davis starts the inning off with a double. Gronkowski with the single. And Tisdale draws the walk. That is the second walk issued by John Brownell. That's going to bring a visit to the mound by Fran Reardon. Bases loaded, nobody out. And I don't think Scott Reed is ready to come in yet. This is more or less a pep talk to Brownell to figure out a way to get out Tyler Johnson. Well, we've all year long, we have seen the Crushers come back from adversity. You know, they were down 6-1 against the Zoo on Sunday, on Saturday. Came back, made it 6-5, and had an opportunity to at least tie the ball game in the ninth inning. Three-run deficits are nothing for this ball club. And they don't always come back, you know. Nothing's perfect, but they give themselves opportunities. And you can't ask for anything more than that. Tyler Johnson tonight, 0-1, hit by a pitch with a stolen base back in the second. 5-2 in favor of Kalamazoo. Johnson swings, hits a base hit to left field. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Here comes Davis. Here comes Gronkowski. Here comes Tisdale. He'll be waved around. Here comes the throw. Tisdale slides and is safe, and the game is tied. As Tyler Johnson clears the bases with an RBI double, and it's a 5-5 ball game. Johnson going after the first pitch from John Brownell, got exactly what he wanted, hit one all the way to the wall in left center field, and the Crushers, just like that, are back to a 5-5 tie. Wow. Boy, that was quick. You talk about giving an answer, and there's Fran Reardon again, and that's going to be it for Brownell. Well, that's going to be triply tough as a manager. You just came in to have a pep talk with your team, particularly your pitcher, about what the throw, and Tyler Johnson absolutely ripped that ball into left center field. So Tyler Johnson now as a Crusher has 10 runs batted in. All right, so Brownell is done. He goes 5 innings. He allows 5 runs, all earned, on 7 hits. He struck out 1 and walked 2. So he is done for the night. And Scott Reed is in. Reed 1-0 with a 3.43 ERA. This will be his 14th appearance. He does have one save on the year. He's worked 21 innings, allowed 17 hits, 9 runs, 8 earned. He has struck out 11, walked 3, hit 3 batters. I make that 3 wild pitches, I'm sorry, and allowed 1 homer. Opponents against Scott Reed are batting .224. Crushers got to Reed the last time he faced them, that was on Saturday night. In two-thirds of an inning, Crushers got a run on a hit, which I thought was not quite as significant as getting a run off of Tommy Mejia, but significant is enough. So Johnson at second, and you know he'll be thinking about going to third here for Arden McWilliams, 0-2 with a pop-up and a ground out. Reed is ready. And McWilliams will play down a bunt. It's a good one down the first baseline. Only play will be to first. One down, but Johnson is at third now. Already does his job. He gets that sack bunt down. 1-3 on the putout by Scott Reed, but now you've got Tyler Johnson at third, one out, tie ball game. Infield will come in for Wayne Bond, who has a single and a walk in his 2 plate appearances tonight. Double 2 to the air horn for Wayne Bond. 5-5 tie here in the 6th inning. Bondo is ready. And the pitch Inside, ball one. Just like at the batting cage, infield in. They work on it every day. The 1-0. Bond tries to put down a bunt. Oh, if he'd gotten that down, that would have easily scored him, but it's foul. 1-1. Well, you like the idea there with the speed at third and Bond's speed coming out of the batter's box, but they're not quite able to push down, so it's a 1-1 count. But it gives Kalamazoo something to think about. Bayola continues to warm in the Crusher bullpen. Reed is ready. And the 1-1. Bond swings, hit the fly ball to deep left. Going back is short. Looking up, it has gone to the Weed Pro Plaza. As Wayne Bond uncorks a two-run homer to left, it's 7-5 Crushers. That was a no-doubter from number 7. His sixth homer of the year. And it's a 5-run inning by the Crushers to put them back up by 2. I got to tell you, that is as impressive a response by a baseball club as you will ever see. They come right back after Kalamazoo scores 5 in the top of this inning to score 5 of their own.